Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my radio listeners. God bless you. I pray that all is well with you and that you were blessed during the days of the holiday. Praise God. I pray that all is well with you and your family. I thank God once again for coming to you today. It is just a privilege to be in your front once again to bring to you the Word of God, because I do realize that everything is going down but the Word of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word Ministry. I pray God, praise God for you and yours. And I think, praise God, that today we're going to go into a word today that, praise God, is so needed today, praise the Lord, to help us to realize, praise God, that we're in this thing, praise God, called walking, praise God, the narrow way, praise God, with the Lord. But we need to realize that without Him, we can do nothing. Thank you, Father. Father, today I come, praise God, for those, praise God, that are not saved and don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Father God, that they will seek after a true and a living God today. That they may know, praise God, a pardon from everything else. That, praise God, you are the answer to every problem. Father God, you are yet saving. You are yet, praise God, healing. Praise God, you are yet, praise God, providing. You are God, praise God, of all God. And God, I thank you today, God, if they hear this word today, that they would repent, praise God, and give their lives over to you, not to me, God, but to you. Because, praise God, you are coming for a church, praise God, without spots, wrinkles, or blemish. And, Father God, I know, praise God, that you said in your word, if man would confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, hallelujah, thou shall be saved. Praise God, it's not a hard thing to give Christ your life today. But I'm asking you and pleading with you today that if you do not know Christ as of today, please, in the name of Jesus, get to know him, because he's coming back. Ready or not, he's coming back. He's coming back, my friend. You know, there's one thing, praise God, man don't know when he's coming back, but he is coming back. So ready or not, he's coming back. Be not lost and do not get caught with your work undone. Seek him as your Savior, because one day you will stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. I praise God, those words, praise God, find you, praise God, because the Bible declares that if any man be lost, he is lost because the devil himself has hidden this information from him, and he does not, praise God, see it because the devil has blinded him. And today, praise God, we're going to talk about a word today, praise God, but nobody wants to talk about it anymore. Praise God, they don't even talk about it in our sanctuaries. They don't even talk about it, praise God, in our conversations, but the word still stands. And this morning, we're going to talk about repent now. Repent. Repent. The Bible says, repent, every one of you, or you're all going to likewise perish. Repent means to come to God and bring what you have to God and let him clean you up and give you a clean state. Praise God, a clean start. Praise God, that you may know, praise God, because you may not believe it, but I'm here to tell you there is life after death, and you need to know the route that you're taking in this journey. Amen. We're still on a journey, people. We're talking about a journey. Repent now. And this is what we're saying today, because, you know, to repent, praise God, in our ministries and our churches, the churches have become so lax and so lame. Praise God, they don't talk about repentance anymore. All they talk about, everybody's saved. Nobody needs to know who Jesus is. Everything has become, praise God, a program. Praise God, it's become a praise dance. Praise God, it has become, praise God, our anniversary. But I want here to tell you, the Bible said when Jesus came back, he came back for those, praise God, that needed a physician, not that those that were whole. And the physician were those that was lost and did not have Christ in their life. Amen. And today, praise God, I want to let you know that this is a matrimony between the psychological and the Christians that has created an unholy alliance, which is producing some strange children. It's producing strange children, praise the Lord, that are, you know, permitting and promoting and preaching and deceiving dangerous and damnable false doctrines. Yes. of self-love is sweeping through our churches, because everybody right now concerned about how they look, praise God, how they built, how much weight they're going to lose, how the body is shaped, because the Bible says that men are now seeking, they're seeking, men are seeking a self-centered society. This is the society that we're in today, whose greatest problem is a desire to worship at the altar of self. Yes, it's that self. It's no more God. Nobody in the world, praise God, come into the house of God and they're asked, do you know the Lord is your Savior? They just assume that they already know the Lord and that they're on their way. But it's our job as a man or woman of God is to open the door of invitation to let everyone know that the Lord is standing with outstretched arms saying, come as you are, and I'll in no wise cast you out. You must give that invitation to know, praise God, that the blood is not required to your hand. But we have come to a part in our life and our services that we are self-centered. Praise God, it's all about how you look, what you built like, how you shape, how you did. It has nothing to do with salvation, my friend. Just like when Paul warned us that one of these characteristics of the last day would be that men shall be lovers of themselves. Yes, it is the word of God. I'm talking about the book. I'm talking about the word of God. It's in 2 Timothy 2:3. And it says, what I'm so afraid of right now, praise God, is that we, praise God, we have fallen into that rut. Praise God, where we don't see Christ, praise God, as being the center attraction of what we're doing in the house of the Lord. It's all about image now. It's about the image. And the Lord warned us of that. It's a dangerous thing, praise God, to be, praise God, in the house of the Lord. And praise God, we are not, praise God, considering. We're not considering, praise the Lord, that Jesus is in control. He's in control of this thing. And we must understand, praise God, that we are making lovers of ourselves and not lovers of God. And it is a dangerous thing, people. It is a dangerous thing, because what we have done, we have created monsters. Everybody wants to be buff. Everybody wants to look a certain way. It's nothing wrong with looking right. Praise God, I love to look attractive. But praise God, God is the center attraction of my life. So, you know, I'm so afraid that so many as called the fundamental evangelistic churches and preachers have fallen into the trap of teaching this mushy self-worth propaganda. You know what I'm saying? The self-worth propaganda that seeks to camouflage itself in the robes, yes, in the robes of the charity and the tolerance. The churches and the preachers are alike. Yes. They are alike, praise the Lord. And they are abandoning the God-called purpose, praise God, of what Jesus came for, and that was to save that which was lost. Oh, I'm talking good today. Thank you, Father. And you know, praise God, we are holding up the mirrors of God's word and rapidly revealing to man that they need a Lord, a Jesus in their life. What we really look like is this, praise God, in the sight of God. How do we look in the sight of a holy God? We're not talking about the physical part. I'm talking about your spiritual man. Are you listening to me? Because you are a spirit. The Bible says, he that is not of God is not of his. So you want to become a child of God. You see, we are missing the message. Yes, we are missing the message in the modern day church in preaching the biblical doctrine of repentance. Yes, we must repent. The Bible says we must repent daily, for a sinner is convinced and convicted of his exceeding, you see what I'm saying, of his exceeding sinfulness and his lost condition. Now, what you got to say about that? But I want to say this is that, because Christ preached repentance, he preached it. Why aren't you preaching it? Why aren't you preaching repentance? That's a word they don't use because they don't want to run their members, because they're giving them good money. They're paying big tithes. They don't want to preach that. That's going to run their members. But what is it that is, what is the purpose of a man gaining this world and losing his own soul? It profits you nothing. But Christ preached repentance. Now, after John was put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of man. Hallelujah. He didn't come in preaching, praise God, to make man, to tickle man's flesh. He came in to preach the word of God, because the word of God, praise God, it don't come to make you feel good. It don't come, praise God, to tickle your fancy. It come, praise God, to make you think and to line up with the word of God. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that this is the time. It is to fulfill. This is the time, what I'm saying. The time to fulfill. To fulfill, and the kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand, my people. It is at hand. My God, when are we going to learn? You must repent, ye, and believe. Repent, repent,
every one of us, that we're going to all likewise perish. Yes, he's coming back. Ready or not, he's coming back. You must repent and believe the gospel. Mark 1:14-15. When the very Son of God, see, when the very Son of God, you listen to me now, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared unto the scene in his public ministry, he came preaching, not about the tithing, not about, praise God, the ministry, or praise God, of anniversary, pastor's anniversary, you know, missionary meetings, praise God, let's raise money to build for this and for that, and praise God, we're building it, praise God, but we're not using it for the purpose of God. But I'm saying to you now, my people, he came, he appeared up on the scene in his public ministry. He came preaching the narrow and the exclusive doctrine of repentance and faith. If Jesus felt compelled, this is not just me. If Jesus felt compelled to preach such a message before a lost and a dying world, so should we. Yes, we should be doing the same, because we are what? We're supposed to be coming doing what he does. We want to be like Jesus. What would Jesus do? He would preach repentance. Then why aren't we preaching repentance? It's been found in Galatians 1:6-9. It teaches that there is only one gospel. Yes, thank you, Father. One gospel. And if any gospel message leaves out, listen to this carefully, leaves out the doctrine of repentance. Well, you mean to tell me this stuff we preaching ain't no doctrine, ain't no, it's not no word? You're not preaching on repentance? It's if it leaves out the doctrine of repentance, of faith, of both, you can be assured it is a false gospel. We're not preaching no word. We're preaching, praise God, to make the people feel good. Every time somebody walks through our doors, we should be preaching the word repent. It should be ringing out, praise God, just like we ring out with everything else. The word repent, repentance, and repented. It is even mentioned over 100 times in the word of God. There has been a lot of misunderstanding, yes, and confusion over what the word meant. What repentance means? What does it mean? When the word repentance was used, you see, when it was used in the word of God in the context of biblical salvation, it is referring to, listen to me, people, it is referring to a truly God-given, spirit-led change of heart and mind. Towards who? Not me, not you, but a heart, change of heart and mind towards God about sin. You see, sin stinks in the nostrils of God. Sin stinks in the nostrils. We don't care who you are, what you drive, how much money you have, where you live, what you look like, what your education is like. Baby, if you are a sinner, you are a sinner. You are a sinner. Yes. It does not matter, because sin is sin. There is no little sin, no big sin. There is no little lie, no big lie. A lie is a lie. Sin is sin. There is no degree of sin. Amen. Repent ye, therefore. That's what the book says. This is the word. This is the book. Repent ye, therefore, and be what? Converted. That your sins, not sin, sins may be what? Blotted out. Acts 3:19. Write these scriptures down. The greatest need for any sinner is to have his sins blotted out. But a man will never have pardon of his sin while he is in love. Say that again. You must have your sins blotted out. But a man will never have the pardon of sin while he is in love with his sin. Yes. See, that's why Paul said, when I became a new creature, all things have passed away. Behold, new things take place. It forms in my life. That means what I once hated, I now love. And what I once loved, I now hate. What I once was without God in my life, I loved the sin that I did. But when I became a new creature in Christ, old things passed away. And behold, new things took place in my life. That means I put down the thing that I was doing that was not pleasing. God allowed me and gave me the strength to go through, praise God, and put down the things that was that conformed me to this person I was in my sinful state. But you see, there must be a hatred of sin, a lottering of it, a turning from it. You can't say you love something and still going to do it and like doing it. You got to turn away. Yes, turning from it. Repentance is a revolution in dealing with what? What is it? What is it? It's a revolution in dealing with our attitudes and the views toward the sins that we do and the righteousness. Repentance? Yes. Repent is not something one does with his hands, but it is an inward attitude of the soul. Yes, it's an inward attitude. Sin must become in the eyes of a sinner exceedingly sinful. You got to don't want it, don't like it, don't want to be around it, don't want to have no parts to do with it. All sinners are condemned. You see, one thing people have not understood, and you must understand, let me give you a scripture. Go to John 9:31, where it said, "For we know that God does not hear sinners' prayers, but if you be a worship of him, he heareth." He hear you when you become a worship of him. He hear you, sinners, until you repent and accept the Lord as your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Whatever you pray is non-existent. It doesn't work. We know. The book said it. John 9:31, "For we know God does not hear sinners' prayers. But if they become a worship of him, he heareth." Yes, all sinners are condemned. Sin separates you from God. Everyone knows that they are not perfect. But the most sinners, that is consolidation, not condemnation. But the Bible, you see what I'm saying? They said, we know that they are not, everyone is not perfect. Everyone is not perfect. But for the most sinners, that is consolation, not condemnation. You don't condemn them when they do this. But the Bible declares, the only true book, and would always be, it never changes. But the Bible declares all sinners are already condemned. For God sent not his Son into a world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 3:17-18. But the problem is this. All have sinned it and come short to the glory of God. Romans 3:23. See, man is in a lost, sinful condition and state. Yes, yes, yes. And has failed to glorify God. Oh, my God. Until a person becomes personally. No. See, you won't do it because I want you to do it. You must become personally, exceedingly sinful in your own eyes. And he will never see his need for repentance. See, you won't see it. Because you don't think you do no wrong. But the Bible says, in Ephesians 2:1 says, man is spiritually dead. Romans 3:10 and Isaiah 64:6 tells us, yes, Jesus, thank you, no one is righteous before our holy God. Romans 3:19 says, all stand guilty and condemned before God. Ephesians 4:18 declares, all sinners are separated from God, whose heart and mind are blinded, so they cannot. See, the devil blinds you, so they cannot understand God or the things of God. The devil don't want you to know it. Repentance basically involves two facts. Listen to me carefully. Only two facts that it involves. The fact of sin and the fact of God's grace. If a person is not a sinner, he would not need to repent. Listen to me again. If a person is not a sinner, he would not need to repent. And if God was not God of all grace, it would not do no good to repent. Repentance implies sin, sorrow. I'm sorry, God, for the sins I've done, the things I do, the way I've acted, everything. Father, forgive me of all of my iniquities, sin, shortcomings. Father God, help me to and forgive me, God, for the sins of omission, admission, premission. Father God, forgive me. And a change of attitude, praise God, toward God, okay, God, about what the sins you do. If you should always be stressed about that, okay, repentance itself is not a human what? Act, but it comes only from God. Romans 2 and 4, it is a divine gift of God. Acts 5, 31, 11 and 8, 2 Timothy, come on, Jesus, 2 and 25. The nature of repentance, you see, is the true biblical repentance, true biblical repentance. There will be three things, praise God, to occur as God does a work of what? Of grace upon the sinner's heart. First, he will convict where sin is admitted. Man must see himself as a lost, ruined, what, guilty, desperate, wicked sinner. Come on, I ain't did no wrong. You was born shaped in iniquity and sin. Did your mother conceive you? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Without hope or help, in danger. In danger of what? Of hell. Yes, I said it, hell. And repentance? A lost sinner not only see himself as a sinner, but he recognizes the fact that he has sinned not against me, your mama, your brothers, but a sin against a righteous and a holy God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The message that Paul preached it. See, Paul preached it. Paul preached was repentance toward God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul preached it. Why are we not preaching it? We repented towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts 20 and 21, in repentance, there will be confession of sin to God, not to me, to man, to your pastor, to your congregation. It'll be to God. In Psalms 32, 5, 4, 51, and 1 through 4, these are Psalms. Read these scriptures. You begin to find out, praise God, the sin that you're doing is something, praise God. You have to take that to God. Where sin is and it's aborted, the contribution will be one with seed. One sees himself as the appearance before who? Before God. He's brought to a place, not before me, where there is a godless sorrow for the sins and hate it all together. You can't hate some of it and then want to get rid of some of it. You got to hate it all, my friend. You got to learn to hate sin. For I will declare mine iniquity. This is what the book says. And I will be sorrow for my sins. Psalms 38, 18. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation and not to be repented, okay, of. And 2 Corinthians 7 and 10, to hate sin is to love God. In true repentance, there is not only desire to escape, hallelujah, the consequences of sin, but to be, come on, Jesus, rid of the sin itself as a thing, what? Displeasing to God. You gotta want it enough that you don't want to displease God. You want to please him, not displease him. Yes. And see, the conversion is where sin is. Sin is aborted. You aborted these three facts. These three facts, you have to abort the sin. You have to abort the sin. Repeat. You must repeat it. You must abort the sin. Repentance involves the forsaking of sin, people. Sin, S-I-N, sin. We must realize that. Let the wicked forsake what? His what? Ways. And the righteous man, his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. And guess what? And he will, he promised you, he will have mercy upon him. But you got to first forsake it. unto our God, for he will abundantly, Jesus is so good, thank you, Father, abundantly a pardon. He forgive you for all you've done. The good thing about the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I watched over you when you was in your sins and out there doing all you was doing. I watched over you. I kept you from death. I kept death from taking you out. I had a plan for your life. I was there, praise God, to make the devil leave you alone, to keep death out your door. Hallelujah. Yeba, seki da sata. Thank you, Jesus. In Isaiah 57:5, he said, he that converted his sin, he that what? Covers his sin, shall not prosper. Cover it all your life. Thank you, how I'm getting away with it. Don't nobody see you. You made it, you looked around, you looked out, but you didn't look up. But whosoever confesses and forsake them shall what? Have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. Repentance is not only a heart broken for sin, but also from sin. We must forsake, hallelujah, what we would have God to forgive. If you want God to forgive something, forsake it. It shouldn't be stressed. That is not enough just to turn away. To turn away from sin, one must also what? Turn to God for salvation. Hallelujah. To turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin. See, everybody wants to get saved, but nobody wants to repent. Everybody wants to see God, but nobody wants to repent. He said, repent, every one of you. You're all going to likewise perish. Yes. Should repentance and turn to God, Yes, you must repent and turn to God. Acts 26:18-20. Yes, the true repentance, there is conviction. Contributing and conversion as one turns, yes, from his sins to Christ for salvation. You cannot tell my teacher you believe in God is still doing the same thing you was doing when the devil had you entrapped. The devil is a liar. Salvation is deliverance of a person from his sins, but not merely, my friend, not merely from a sinful environment. Jesus Christ is the Savior from not only the penalty. He saves us not only from that, but he saves us from the penalty, and the punishment of sin. But also, friend, the powers of sin. You become a new creature in Christ, old things should be passed away in your life. Why did he come to do all of this? Jesus came. He came. Why did Jesus come? He said, I come not to call. Listen to this word. I come not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. The sinners to repentance. In Matthew 9:13, I call you, every one of us. Doesn't matter where you from, where you come from, what you look like, what you have, how much education, how much money you have, how you think you're with your proud self. But let me explain to you, Jesus came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. This is the purpose for him coming. He didn't come, praise God, for those who were whole. He came to those that were sick, sin sick. Jesus, I thank you. Father, hallelujah. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. The reason Jesus came to this earth was to call sinners to repent. That's why he came. That's why he came. You lost your state with God from the sin. And those who did not see themselves as sinners deserving God's wrath, guess what? We're not candidates for God's salvation. Praise God. I thank God. Praise God for the word today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Sinners must reject his own righteousness because Jesus did not come to call the righteous, not even the self-righteous, but the only way a sinner will come to what? To reject his own righteousness is by coming face to face with his own wickedness. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, God, for the word today. But Lord, I pray that your word go out and won't come back void. That someone, praise God, that don't know you as their Savior will hear this word today praise God, and turn from their wicked, evil ways. Because, Father, we know that only salvation comes through you. Father, I praise the Lord today. He that hears the word of God, the Bible declared, praise God, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. For the day is the day of salvation. I thank God for you listening today. You be blessed and know that God is standing with outstretched arms and come as you are. And I'll in no wise cast you out, but just come. He that will, let him come. God is standing, send welcome. Praise God for you today and praise God until this time. Praise God tomorrow. Praise God, I want you to tune in because there is more. Repent now or you all will likewise perish. He's coming back. Ready or not, he's coming back. And the thing about that, praise God, man know the time of the hour that he shall appear. But he is coming back. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Ready, 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 ready. Be ready. For he's coming back. And no man know the hour that he shall appear. If you're blessed, pray that you are blessed. Pray that the word of God will find you in the length of time. God bless you. You be blessed. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, the Anointed Word International Ministry. Be blessed.